everyone. Welcome to the New Heart Church Leadership Podcast. We believe that as you invest and listen to this message, that your life is going to move forward. So get ready for an incredible message.
I wanted to chat this morning and just first, before I get started, if you're listening online, we're passing out some wet ones.
Ooh, let's go.
Grab some and go around. Open it up, wash your hands. You might have to share. I think I'm too short, but it's fine. If you're listening to this, take a moment if you have some anti-bac with you and put some anti-bac on your hands while you're listening to this leadership podcast real quick. Wet wipes are getting thrown all around this room right now. Thank you. But put some anti-bac on your hands or put some lotion. Put something real quick around you and wash your hands real quick. That will just make you have a better day. Promise. Guaranteed. Wash your hands real quick. Makes you happier. Put some lotion on. It's amazing. And when you do that, has everybody opened their stuff and wiped their hands? Have you done that? If you're listening online right now to this podcast, have you actually got out some lotion? Have you been doing the thing? If you are near, even I'm, you know, feet away from everyone, and I can smell that smell. So today I want to talk about what's that smell? I have a nose. Oh, I can smell things. And once I identify something, it is almost a toxic trait at this point. It annoys my husband because I can identify a scent. And once I identify it, I know it. I can smell someone's perfume. I'm like, I remember that. That's Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue from 2005. I wore that in college. I remember that scent. I'm like, oh, that's Chanel Chance, the green one. Like, I got it. Like, what is it? It's cocoa. What is the scent? I know the scent. If it's a scent, I can remember it. Good scents and bad scents. So there we go. And so because of this, I'm always like, what's that smell? What's that smell? And I want to talk today about what people smell when you leave the room. What happens when you leave the room? Not when you're in the room. What happens when you leave the room? What is the fragrance? And we listened to this worship song this morning during prayer and leadership. And again, if you're listening on to this on a podcast, before we share this, every single week we pray over the room. We pray for miracles for this church. We pray for you, church. We are praying for you. And even just quick plug, this morning, take a moment. Fill out a connect card right now if you're listening and tell us something we can be praying for you about. We want to cover you in prayer. You're not alone. We want to pray for you. And so we're praying for this morning. And one of the songs actually that was playing was, "Let the fragrance arise from my love to you. Let the fragrance arise. You are worthy." I love that song by House Fires. I think is the album House Fires. I don't know. Or maybe that's the band. I don't know. Is that the band? It's the band. Perfect. I can't keep it straight. Album names, band names, I don't know. It's something. It's called Worthy. It's amazing. It's an incredible song. But when I was thinking about this, talking about this today, like, what's that smell? There's so many scriptures that came to my mind. I was like, oh, like, you guys, you know the scripture where it's like, you're going to, that your cup is going to overflow. Psalm 23, that your cup overflows. Well, if anything's spilling, it's smelling. Anything spilling is smelling. And so I want us just to chat really quick about what is spilling off of you that you're leaving in a room when you walk out of a room. My question would be, do you leave encouragement or do you leave questions? Are you building or are you maintaining? Are you actually bringing value to people that are around you? Are you actually asking God in the morning before you walk into a room, God, show me someone in this room I can encourage? God, show me this morning someone that needs to hear from you. God, open my eyes to see who's hurting. Show me how you see, God. And a very simple, simple, simple prayer with this is John 3:30, let you increase, God, and I want to decrease. If there is more of him and less of us, I'm telling you, you will see differently. You will see his kids differently. You will see yourself differently. And there will be a fragrance that arises when you walk out of a room. There will be something that people will say, what's that? What's different about her? What's different about him? And what's amazing to me is that when we have this kind of intention, when we walk into a room, think about if every single person that was in this room on a Sunday morning went into their Monday. So you're listening right now on this podcast. You're like, I'm going into this day. I don't know what day you're listening to this, but this day, right now, fill in the blank. and I'm going to bring a fragrance into the room that I'm walking into. My cup is going to overflow because I know, number one, how much God loves me, that he believes in me, that he values me. I spent time in his word. I've let worship music be the sound of my car driving to my destination, whatever it is. And I know that the fragrance that's going to come out is going to be good, is going to be kind, is going to be full of mercy, full of grace. A couple other scriptures that came to my mind when I was thinking about this. It's like 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thank God, he has made us his captives and continues to lead us along in Christ's triumphal procession. Now he uses us to spread the knowledge of Christ everywhere like a sweet perfume. It's like a sweet perfume. And it's wild to me how someone's face changes at a Target checkout line when I put my phone down, I look them in the eyes, and I just say, thank you so much. It is like a sweet perfume. The words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, for them to be pleasing to God, I'm telling you, it is like a sweet perfume to people. And it is a scent that people don't always know what it is, where it came from, why it's different. Oh, you're spiritual. No. I'm a Jesus-loving girl that changed, he changed my life, and I can't help but to walk into a room with an intention to see, is there a Jessica in this room? Is there someone in this room that just needs to know that they're valued? Someone in this room that needs to know that God sees them? And see, this is the thing. Once we have this revelation for our own life, and you go into a room and you are able to have intention and you're like, hey, I'm going to leave a good smell. What's that smell? That smell is I've been spending time with Jesus. That smell is I know I'm loved, valued, and believed in. So I can, my cup overflows with this, so I can spill some of that on you. I can leave some of that in the room. But the thing is that once you do this, once you encourage someone, once, and they have these questions, it's so important as followers of Christ, as leaders, as Christ followers, as builders of his church, that we actually are able to draw a line for people and tell people what it is they smell. Tell people what it is they feel. Explain to them. Share pieces of your story. Share a little piece of why you were like, I just wanted to encourage you. I just wanted you to know this. Yesterday, I was talking to a couple. When they walked in, there was something about them that just stood out to me. I don't know, you know, you meet those people and I was just like, wow. But I was talking to someone else and I couldn't go across the other way and I was thinking, I haven't seen this couple before. And then I saw them during worship. They actually came down and they were standing in the front row. They were worshiping and I was like, wow. And then Ben leaned over to me and he was like, hey, who's that couple? And I was like, I don't know, but I saw them when they walked in and I was talking to someone and I didn't get a chance to talk to them, but I'm going to meet them after church. And then after church, they were leaving, and I were literally going down the steps, and I, like, came down there. I was like, hey, I know I said hi to you right after worship, and I just said, you know, I just thought to myself, I'm just going to encourage them. I don't know these people. They've never come to our church before. They got a baby, a six-week-old baby in one hand and a two-year-old going wild on the other. And I was like, I'm just going to take this moment and leave some fragrance in their life as they go into this week. And I just said, hey, I know I don't know you, but I want you to know when you walked in this morning, I was in the lobby and there was something special about you. God has something really incredible for your family. I don't know what it is. I know I don't know you. I said, and I felt that. And then during worship, my husband leaned over to me and he wanted to know, who's that couple? Something special on their life. I said, so I don't know what it is that God has ahead of you, but it's something great. It's something amazing. And I'm so glad that you came here and that you were here this morning. I just wanted to take a moment. And I'm telling you, their eyes lit up. It was a sweet perfume. And I just think there's so many opportunities for every single one of us. And I see us doing this. This is who we are as a church. This is just who we are. We're just relentlessly encouraging people, relentlessly drawing that line. This is our why. This is why we're doing this. This is the behind the scenes. This is the why. This is the why. But I just want to encourage us this week to think about the smell that we're leaving on people. Think about the fragrance. What actually is overflowing in your life? What is that smell? And there might be people that you've been talking to. There might be people you've been DMing. There might be people that you've seen on a Sunday, someone you got a phone number for. And even as you hear me speaking, you're thinking of this person's name and you're like, I haven't seen them in a minute. Where are they? Reach out to them. Tell them they matter. Remind them that they have a story that someone needs to hear. Remind them that they have a seat at this table that we're calling New Heart Church, that they have a place here, that we need them. We're better when they're around. We miss them when they're not here. And I just wonder what would happen when, I know what happened to my life when I realized that I had a fragrance that I could leave that would be empowering to someone, encouraging to someone. And to think about the people that I've been able to leave that to, and the people on the other side of them that they've been able to give that to, and the people, the ripple effect of that just one simple thing of just sharing kindness, encouraging someone, telling them that God has a great plan for their life, asking them how you can pray for them, little simple things. It can be the change for someone's life. It can be the actual shift that is just like, whoa, I cannot believe that this person cares about me, that they actually want to know what's happening in my life. So what smell? What is that smell? I pray that that smell is a smell of just God's grace as we go into this week, of just his goodness, his mercy, and that we are reminded, Jesus, right now in this moment, remind us again, show us again, just renew our minds in this moment. I just pray, God, just the mind of Christ over every single person in this room, every single person listening to this. I thank you, God, that you're increasing in our minds right now. You're increasing in our hearts. You're increasing, Lord, in our thought life right now. Less of us and more of you, God. Thank you, Lord, that the fragrance that is going to arise from us, that the cup, when our cup overflows, what that is going to be, the spill off of that is going to be so much goodness that we will see ripple effects for generations. This will actually shift a generation. It was going to change our city, God. Thank you, God, that we get to do this. We are so grateful for you. In Jesus' name, amen.